It's 25 minutes past 8 o'clock, and this morning, mathematician Dan Rockmore tells us about how the science of fuzzy logic can help us analyze events in Washington.
The other day, a friend of mine challenged me to find something mathematical to say about the president and Monica Lewinsky. At first glance, this would seem like a pretty tough task. To begin with, Washington, D.C. is a place where things rarely seem to add up. Even more, most goings-on in the Capitol, and especially this one, seem to defy logic rather than use it. And logic is a cornerstone of mathematics and mathematical reasoning. But in fact, even the fuzzy thinking that seems to pervade Washington these days has a mathematical side to it. And this comes from a subject called fuzzy logic. By itself, the word logic usually conjures up images of clear thinking, like the logical Mr. Spock of Star Trek fame. What we have in mind here is classical logic, which goes all the way back to the Greek philosopher Aristotle. Classical mathematical logic is clean and precise, and is an idealization and dramatic simplification of the human thought process. In this theory, either a statement is true, in which case we assign it the value of 1, or a statement is false, in which case we assign it the value of 0. Because we use only 2 truth values, this is called binary logic. Unfortunately, this simple logic that works so well for computers isn't necessarily one that is great for describing or mimicking life. There are few qualities in life that can be described as either simply present or absent. Life usually doesn't have those sorts of sharp edges. It's fuzzier than that. Fuzzy logic was invented in the 1970s to model the way in which people and other complex systems automatically handle the continuous variation of experience. For example, suppose I ask you if it's true that a 6'10" adult is tall. Without hesitation, you'll answer, yes, this is true. If I ask you if it's true that a 4'10" adult is tall, you'll answer without hesitation that this is false. But what about an adult who is 5'11"? In a world of binary logic, I would be forced to make a cutoff. Perhaps I would declare that anyone 5'10 and over is tall, and anyone less than 5'10 is not tall. So if you're a little over 5'10 and I'm a bit under, you're tall and I'm not. Well, this isn't very satisfactory. Instead, fuzzy logic allows us to assign a level of truth which is any number from 0, standing for completely untrue, to 1, which means completely true. Our 6'10" friend is completely tall, or tall with level 1, and our 5'11" friend is maybe 6/10 tall. So were the president and Miss Lewinsky alone? Fuzzy logic comes to the rescue. Maybe they were 7/10 alone. Maybe 4/10. Did the president and Miss Lewinsky have sex? Again, maybe the answer isn't true or false, but rather true to a degree. Of course, this increased flexibility means that fuzzy logic is a bit more complicated, but there are advantages too, even beyond being able to use mathematics to describe an ambiguous situation. For example, when fuzzy logic is implemented electronically, the range of truth values corresponds to a full range of electronic voltages, allowing more delicate control of machines than the on-off nature of binary logic. Fuzzy computer chips are already used in Japan to provide smooth, gradual computer control braking of subways and smooth motion of industrial robots. To put it simply, fuzzy logic is a way of modeling and then exploiting the subtle variations of life. And I guess that if you say it like this, it seems tailor-made for understanding events in Washington. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.
Dan Rockmore is a professor of mathematics and computer science at Dartmouth College. He spoke to us from our studio in Norwich.